This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Where do you get your financial advice? A licensed person who has to keep clients' interests in mind? Maybe a self-help book? Surveys show many millennials and Gen Zers get guidance about money from social media. And many young adults in particular are looking for a more all-encompassing approach to money and to turn to financial advisors to talk savings and stocks, but also to talk about their emotional well-being. Ali Budner reports.
Joanna LaFeld worked in New York's traditional finance world for years. Now in Santa Fe, New Mexico, she's a different kind of financial advisor. She calls herself the Moolah Doula.
I help people give birth to a healthier relationship with money.
Her clients want to think about money and stability in a new way, especially the younger ones.
Having a new car every 2 years, buying a home in an inflated market, being able to retire at a certain age, all those paradigms are changing.
Notice that gentle yoga teacher voice? That's no coincidence. LaFeld is a yoga teacher, and she practices mindfulness with her clients. She says that helps them break down barriers to making financial decisions.
People need to have a safe place where they can begin speaking about what is a meaningful life to them.
We don't want financial planners practicing therapy.
Sonia Luter teaches financial health and wellness at Texas Tech University.
But we want them to engage in conversation. We want them to recognize when there's anxiety issues.
She says there's a transition happening in the financial planning world. It used to be all about stocks.
I would cold call you, you would buy a stock. That was financial planning.
Now she teaches other planners about how stress and nutrition affect financial decision making. That's an approach that works for Sarah Neal Smith, an art history professor in Baltimore. A few years ago, when she was in her mid-30s, she had a lot of anxiety about money.
I think money is ruled by emotions, and emotions are ruled by money, and I wanted a financial advising service that acknowledged that.
After a lot of searching, mostly on social media, she says, Smith found one. Her financial planner advises about the standard things, investments, risk, budgeting, but also offers guided meditation.
Closing your eyes and trying to shut out all those dollars and cents anxieties and instead envision yourself on a peaceful beach somewhere or, you know, as a happy elderly person in retirement.
Smith says this is the way she and her other millennial friends want to be talking about money, normalizing self-care and mental health. She wants help with the practical number crunching, but also,
I just want to be at peace with my financial decisions, right?
And she says if doing an embodied visualization exercise helps get her emotionally on board, all the better. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.